Hi, my name is Thea, and today we're going on a journey through space with the musicians of the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and an incredible piece of music called The Planets by Gustav Holst. I'm going to start the ignition sequence. Here is our conductor, Nick Bochner. It is his job to tell the musicians when to play and how to stay together. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Thea.
Nick, can you tell us, how do you use that baton to help the musicians play together?
I show them all sorts of things about the music. I can show them how fast to play. I can show them how loud to play. We play very quietly like this. And then we can play very loudly like this. And I can show them when to stop.
Thanks, Nick. You'd better beam back down to the orchestra now. Astronauts need to be in top physical condition for every journey into space. So let's make sure that we are warmed up and ready for the mission today with some body percussion. You can copy after me. We're going to go thigh, thigh, clap, click. One more time. Thigh, thigh, clap, click. Let's get ready to be conducted by Nick as we perform our body percussion. Let's do that one more time. Nice work. I wonder what would happen if we added a fifth beat into that pattern.
Well, we could just add an extra beat down here, and that would make five altogether.
Let's learn this new pattern now to go with the five beats. Here we go. Stomp, stomp, clap, chest, chest. One more time. Stomp, stomp, clap, chest, chest. Fantastic. Let's do that with Nick and the cello now. Here we go. Stomp, stomp, clap, chest, chest. One more time. Now that we're warmed up and ready to go, it's time to visit our first planet on the journey. Over 2,000 years ago, when Mars was first discovered, the Romans decided to name it after their god of war. And so this piece sounds very much like soldiers marching into battle. To help give the music a strong military feeling, Holst used the percussion section. This is our percussionist, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello, Thea.
Let's meet some of the instruments that he'll be playing today.
There's a glockenspiel. There's a xylophone. And a snare drum.
Let's add our body percussion rhythm along to that snare drum pattern. Great! Let's listen to everyone playing now. See if you can do the body percussion pattern along all the way, like a soldier marching into battle.
Thank you.
In the next part of the music, the ostinato is still there, but it's covered by a beautiful flowing melody from the strings and the woodwind section. Here are the woodwinds now. We have a bassoon, a clarinet, an oboe, and a flute. Let's listen now as the woodwind, brass, percussion, and strings take us into battle on the planet Mars. See if you can join in with our ostinato in 5 whenever you hear it. We are going to zoom off to Venus now, the second planet in the solar system and our neighbour on the other side. Venus was named by the Romans after their goddess of love and peace. In the music, Holst wrote beautiful flowing melodies that feature lots of different individual instruments. The first one we hear is from the French horn, which belongs to the brass family. Let's go and meet the brass section now. Here we have a bass trombone. And here is a trumpet. And last but not least, the French horn, who is going to play the opening melody of Venus for us. You might have noticed that the French horn melody goes up step by step. Well, after that, the woodwind melody falls down step by step. This piece is soft and gentle and reminds me of watching the stars on a warm summer's night. While you are listening to Venus, you might like to trace the horn melody in the sky like a constellation of stars. And listen out for the twinkling glockenspiel notes towards the end. The final stop on our space journey is the king of all planets, Jupiter. Jupiter is by far the largest planet, which is why it was named after the king of the Roman gods. But even though it is the biggest, we can only hover above it in our spacecraft, because Jupiter is made of gas, and on its surface are epic storms raging the whole time. Holst, the composer, uses the string section to help represent those storms on the surface of Jupiter. Let's meet the strings now. Here is the double bass. And here is the cello. And the viola. And the two violins. You will hear their music swirling around and around like a storm. In the first section, you will hear a melody repeated over and over again, in lots of different ways. That is called theme and variations. My challenge to you is to see if you can count how many times that very famous melody is repeated in the music. Well, that's the end of our show. Did you enjoy the view from the control room? Thanks for joining us today, and I hope that you love listening to Jupiter, the king of all the planets. Thank you.
the International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.